Hello everybody, this is Dr. Cherry. One more time, welcome to the Cosmic Code Radio Show, where we discuss everything under the stars. And remember, everything in the human experience is under the jurisdictions of the stars. As a child of the universe, this is where you came from. And this is where I help you and guide you in this type of radio show. Back home, back to God, back to a God free of fear, free of evil. A God that created the stars and the heavens to be used as sign, as the Bible mentioned. The God that I am promoting every single day is a new God. As you know, life is a constant process of changes. And yes, even the perception of God, the eternal Father in the heavens, changes. Everything, because time is constantly moving forward, everything changes. And when I say God changes, I mean your perceptions of God has to change. God himself is eternal and will never ever budge, put it this way. He's a God of love. He's a God of universal truth. He's a God that so many people do not know. And even those right at the top, including the Pope and all these ministers and priests, I can guarantee you that none of them, indeed I repeat myself, none of them can either speak, understand God as he truly is. And why would I say such a thing and drive some of my religious lunatic listeners stumbling on this show by accident going totally insane? Hey, there's a proverb that says, if you make somebody think he's going to love you, but if you really make him think like I do, then he's going to hate you. And that's what this show is all about. I'm going to make you think. And I'm going to make you think so deep. And I'm going to shock you and I'm going to upset you. Because ultimately, you are listening to me because of God's will. Oh, you are not listening to me by accident. You were led by the universal scheme of things and God himself to listen to Dr. Cherry today. Now, I don't know how many of you have read my Dragon newsletter, the last one that I wrote, which is called NASA Costly Ignorance Number 2. But in this newsletter, I explain how the scientific mind works and how the religious mind works. And the perception of the energy that I'm referring at demands the soul to raise its vibration to such a high level. You know, you were, before you came down and reincarnate on this dense physical world, you have chosen your star pattern, your parents, your family. You have chosen your country of birth, and in the process, of course, your own religion that was chosen by those born before you. And I explained this in your newsletter. If you were born in France or in America, chances are you'll be Christians. But if you're born in the Middle East or in Asia, wait a minute here. Over there, their God changes. Their philosophy and religious beliefs changes. So you're already doomed. Because Christianity has monopolized this world. You're already doomed. By your parents who have signed up on a belief system to follow the footstep of your elders. And because they are the one you trust, it'll be very difficult to challenge you outside of what has been accepted as truth and as reality by the majority. But again, what has been accepted as truth by the majority does not necessarily mean it's the truth. And that's why God today landed you on my show. So if you're listening to this show and you are very religious, so be it. Religion has many faces. I'm a lunatic. I'm a fanatic of the stars. So it's a form of religion, if I may use that word. But I do not endorse or promote any old discipline that at the end will upset you and will make you come to me with a baseball bat, with a gun, or load yourself with bombs and blow up yourself. Do I make myself clear? If you have a little bit of brain, you would realize that anything that at the end separates and kills is nasty for the human experience and should not be endorsed, promoted, or bought into. But that is if you're a smart cookie like me, or any of my students, or the millions of people that read my newsletters that I have converted over the years into something called smart human beings. Again, when you are at a very early age being forced, I'm saying it again, forced to fear God. Wait a minute here. That's very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. Now, of course, if you happen to, I don't know, if you smoke too much pot or drink too much wine, all of a sudden see Jesus walking on water, or talk to angels inside of a church, well, your experience is your experiences and have to be respected, okay? But you have to understand my experiences too. The first time I was led to a church by my teachers, we were a bunch of kids walking like ants, following the leader, following the moron, the imbecile, that was religious lunatic himself, and drag us into this big, old, French, smelly, dirty, wet, centuries-old church, impregnated with tears and fears and prayer of despair, right into the walls. It's all about energy. And here I was, being led into this building. I felt the cold. I felt the smell. I felt evil screaming from every pore of my body, trying to get in my body. But all the prayer and all the pain and all the suffering of the human experience, and you have to remember, a lot of people went to church asking God to stop the war. Yes, First and Second World War was terrible in Europe, and a lot of people were praying, hoping for God to stop war. And I could feel this pain. But what really shocked me most was this person on a cross, bigger than a normal human being, probably twice the size of a normal human being, on the big, huge wall of that church. And blood, what seems to be blood, was paint coming out of his heart. I got so scared. I got so afraid that I ran out. I said, I don't want to be here. It smells bad. It feels bad. And there's dead people on the wall. You see, nobody talked to me about Jesus. Nobody talked to me about fearing God. That is my experience, my life, not yours. So, is a 5-year-old kid having his first experience with Christianity, feelings and feedback worth a listen? Obviously not. Obviously not by listening to some of those religious lunatics listening to the show, jumping in and trying to, you know, bring me back to the stake. Hey, wait a minute here. I have grown. You need to grow up too. What I'm trying to tell you, using the fear, the church ink, which has monopolized the entire world, understood that the element of fear is nothing less than the instinct of conservation of human being. And using the fear is a technique that has worked for the church since day one. Who wants to die? Who wants to end up in hell, and burn forever? Of course, this is all imagination. And this type of teaching and reaction will work for morons, MORONS, for people that have a pinhead brain size. Do I make myself clear? You have to be totally insane to believe that somebody walked on water. You have to be totally insane to believe in a story that was created 2,000 years ago when paper and pen did not even exist. You have to be totally insane to remotely accept any form of conduit in a religion that will lead you at the end to kill others. You would have to be totally insane and a real moron with a big M to actually firmly believe anything that was written about somebody that was supposed to be born 2,000 years ago, and whomever started this Christian nonsense start to talk about him 500 years after his so-called death. You know what? I was born with a serious problem with stupidity. And that's just the way I am. Now, if you're here and you want to grow spiritually, oh, you are at the right place. Because my show is far from inducing fears and tapping on your guilt and making you feel like junk and promising you hell and the end of time. No. My show is there to bring you a light, to reintroduce you to God as He really is, and understand that Jesus is a spirit of research, translated, transformed by politically oriented churches of the old days to manipulate your vote, because the church and state has never ever been separated, and they work in harmony hand by hand even nowadays. The Pope, as I'm talking to you right now, is working overtime in the worst place in the world to be, the Middle East, which happens to be the worst place of all major, youngest, deadliest religions of all: Christianity, Muslim religion, and Judaism. Those three religions combined by themselves have killed more people than all natural disaster, all disease, and all wars combined together. Now you tell me, why, in the name of God, if you believe in God, you would endorse something again that the end will kill you, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your cousin, your uncle, your dog, your cat, and your goldfish? Where are you, people? Where is your common sense? 2,000 years of manipulated information makes you believe in something which has absolutely no proof whatsoever, because it started 2,000 years ago. Gee, I don't remember what I did last week, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 10 years ago. I don't remember. And you are going to remember what happened 2,000 years ago. Hello? Wake up, please. If you listen to that show, you better be made of steel and be classified as a very smart, spiritual person. Because anyone who is religious has absolutely no business on the Cosmic Code Radio Show and be introduced to what the faith and the tools of God are all about.
You are going to go to hell. Oh my gosh, fear you, God. You are going to hell. You are going to, you will never see the lights of paradise. And give me your money right now.
Jesus Christ. Do you actually believe that a bunch of grown people, let's mention, by the way, that they are all schizophrenic, okay? You're going to believe that a grown adult will actually play with you when it sermons you on Sunday afternoon in the church? No, these people are 100% into the quicksand of deceptions of their religious upbringing. It's so encrusted, centuries after centuries. But as I explained to my student, where is this coming from? Well, there is no accident. Absolutely no accident. And the good, beautiful God that you believe, the one that you fear, don't care about you a bit. He doesn't give a damn. Excuse my French. Why would I say that? Why? Because God created earthquakes, tornado, tsunami, volcano. And do you think he gives a damn about a little baby about to be cooked by the lava or drowned in the ocean? Hey. No, doesn't work that way. God don't care about a little baby. You, me, your sister, your brother. Doesn't care. It's like the stars. But if you understand the signs, and again remember, God created the stars and the heavens to be used as signs, then you'll speak his language. You'll raise your vibration to a level where those signs are going to be as clear as red, yellow, and green. That's how those signs work with me. I'm able to see the signs. It took me 35 years to understand and hear the language, the celestial language of God himself. His face is so different than the one that has been portrayed to you. Let's get rid of the folklore that decimates humankind and raise your vibration to intelligence, to investigation, to critical thinking. Raise your awareness to the real God who manifests himself through the light or the stars above. What is it you don't understand? Well, one can only relate to me, again, because of his upbringing, his education, his intelligence. God knows, with 99.9 moron running this world. And most of all, is UCI. Again, I repeat myself so you understand that UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. If you were born, for example, with a very, very strong Pisces or Neptune in your chart, chances are you will sign up for Christianity or any other religion, and you will be naturally tuned to accept deception. You'll be naturally tuned also to addict yourself to Neptune toys, drugs, alcohol, pot, Prozac, medical prescriptions, cocaine, name it. Neptune has a variety of tools to numb your brain, people. Neptune has such a deceiving way to make you believe what is not. I tell you what, take too much drugs or drink too much, and you are going to see freaking spiders crawling around your walls every day, all the time, looking around you. That is the power of Neptune. The fishes. Pisces. But wait a minute here. I'm a Pisces. So was Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington. Hey, I don't see spiders on my walls. And I don't think Einstein was a lunatic drug addict either. But look at the phenomenal accomplishments this type of erudite, smart, advanced, clever, intelligent people have done. Look what they did for society. Now, do you think Pamela Anderson or any of your actors and singers, pop singers, are doing good for you, for your future and for humanity? Hey. What world did I land on? You tell me. My gosh. Pisces, two fishes, one swimming upstream, one swimming downstream. Incidentally, Pisces is the symbol chosen by Christianity subconsciously. And this is why Neptune or Pisces appears to be the most difficult energy any human being reincarnated on this earth has to deal with. Because like all Christians or all religious lunatics endorsing any of the 875 different ways to poison your body, your mind, and your soul with religion, you will be stuck in a river. And the current will not stop. The current will push you all the way down. All the way down to deception, illusion, fears, guilt, hell, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Muhammad, the Mormon, Hare Krishna, Witness of Jehovah, Fatima, Methodist, name it. Oh, I forgot the Mormons and Witness of Jehovah. You can make your pick. There's so many of these junk out there. Now, swimming downstream is where you're going to go. This planet Neptune is having fun. Because it works right now with the negative trend of stupidity plaguing this crazy world. It's easy. Just follow any religion. Get into the soup. Get into the current and the mud and the dirt and the deception. Get your eyes burning with mud and ignorance. Be blinded by the general energy of total ignorance and religion. Swim downstream until you get stuck into the quicksand of Neptune. Become a martyr. Kill your neighbor because he doesn't believe in Jesus, Allah, or Buddha, or whatever you've assigned yourself for. Okay? Or decide. Decide to make the effort. Make the effort to take on the hardest, most difficult, incredibly challenging journey back home to the stars as a child of the universe where you came from. But remember, the river is there. Imagine the Congo River. Imagine the Mississippi River at its worst. Imagine any major river and tumultuous current, and the mud, and the trees, and the dirt, and the rocks. That's all the religion that are going to be coming at you. And here you are, poor little fish, swimming carefully, first into the mud, trying to avoid every obstacle thrown at you. And you're going to swim hard like you never have swum before. You're going to respond to the call to another fish. That's Dr. Terry. Or Einstein, if you're into science. A long, far away, barely heard call. Hello! Freedom! It's here! Hello! Happiness! Wisdom! Freedom! Success! Health! God, the real God, it's here. You're going to hear that voice. And then you're going to start that journey. Oh my gosh. How difficult it is going to be for you. How difficult it is going to be for you. And as you swim upstream, you're going to start to get closer. But the work will become harder because now you have falls. Just imagine, with so much junk, so much religious junk going on today, the falls are no less than the Niagara Fall that you have to go against. You have to go against 2,000 years of wrong information. You have to go against your own mother, your own father, your own family, wrong teachings, not knowing better, because the church controls the information using the instinct of preservation, promising you hell if you don't fear God. Gee, do you realize the type of energy, the type of effort you have to put in to go against the Niagara Fall if you're a Solomon? And this is why it's so much easier to say, oh, forget it, oh, it's too hard. Okay, I don't care if I'm lying, I don't care if I'm deceived, I would rather forget reality and get drunk or smoke pot or have cocaine or abuse my doctor prescriptions or follow Allah, Buddha or Jesus, whatever. Let me follow the current. And your soul gives up. He gives up, promising you again to come back right here on hell, on earth, with another life to see if you are going to beat all the odds that were put against you when you arrived as fresh as a little innocent soul. You can't break the reincarnation principle unless you free yourself from any and all religion and establish your godly powers. Yes, I might call you a moron if you're an imbecile, and you deserve to be called a moron. I will tell you that, okay? Because you are. But I can also call you, if you're advanced, a very smart person, an intelligent person, and most of all, I'll call you God. Yes, you are a God in my eyes. Why? Because that's what the Bible said. You were made of the image of God. So, let me take a picture of God. Let me take a picture of you. Now, because you have been made in the image of God, there is absolutely no difference between those two pictures or those two images, correct? So let's shuffle those two images. Now, who is who? And that is what you don't want to recognize. You were made in the image of God with the power of creation, and you have been granted to handle this power right here on hell, to liberate yourself, rise your vibration, create your reality, and enjoy a beautiful, healthy, successful life like Dr. Terry. Now, would you rather me call you a moron or call you God? Hey, the choice is yours. You either swim upstream or downstream. But you already have your signature if you swim downstream. But I have to go all the way down there with you. And maybe instead of calling you moron, I could call you innocent, a victim, innocent. I don't care. Would you rather me use those words? But if I use those words, I'm not going to shock you. If I say you're innocent, you're going to love me because I made you think. And if I say you're a moron, hey, wait a minute here. Now you're going to get a very, very negative reaction. And that's exactly what I need. Because I'm going to get you where you are in moronism land. And bringing you up to the light, to freedom, to cosmic consciousness, and to your godly powers. Chiranya, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, listening to you, it makes the most sense of all. And so many people out there, you know, everybody says, hey, I believe in Jesus, you know, I believe in God and this and that, and I go to church every Sunday and everything, you know. And, you know, Jesus was supposedly perfect. Well, you know what? Everybody out there, there ain't nobody, even the people that go to church, ain't nobody being perfect. I see people go to church, they judge people every day. They're all hypocrites. Everybody's judging people. Everybody, you know, it's like the people that don't go to church, you know, the people that don't follow the Bible, this and that, you know. Hey, you know, they to me, it's like they don't judge anybody, and they're walking more of a straight line, because those who go to church and then they're going to judge other people, hey, wait a minute, where's Jesus? And then second of all, Jesus never killed nobody. Everybody's killing people these days over what, religion? Please, give me a break, folks. It's what's inside that makes you who you are. It's what God put inside of each and every one of us.
Well, well said, honey. I never thought of that, but you're right. I don't think Jesus has ever killed anyone. I couldn't say the same with Christians. Our jails are loaded with Christians.
There ain't no such thing. There's no true Christian out there.
No.
There ain't nobody who's perfect. Ain't nobody who's perfect.
No, no. And I am myself far from being perfect, trust me. I reflect to my honor UCI. I'm an Aries Dragon's Head, so I can be very aggressive, I can be very impatient, I can be like childlike in Aries. And then I also have that moon in Gemini, the hidden dragon in Gemini that makes me a talking machine, not necessarily set to listen to other people. And this is why I have learned in life, mostly because of my mistakes. The best teachers of all is pain. If I tell you, this is hot, don't go there, don't touch it, you're not going to believe it. That's what a child does, right? Oh, mommy, no, this is not hot. Wow, oh, that hurt, and you start to cry. Well, the child might do this two or three times until he understands by pain what's right, what's wrong. And this is why when I said to you, don't be afraid, you ain't going to go to hell. That's because you already are on hell, right here, with pain and suffering as your best teachers.
Yeah, I mean, like once again, you know, everybody who goes to church every single Sunday, and then they come back through the week, you know, and they start cussing, or they start talking negative, or they start, you know, being too over-religious, it's just all still, to me, that's going against the word, period. There's no one in this world who can ever walk a perfect straight line. And Dr. Sherry, you know, isn't trying to tell you or judge you and say, you know, you have to be perfect and, you know, everyone has to do this or do that. You know, he's not judging anybody. He's not, you know, making assumptions on anybody. He's just trying to throw out the ropes so you'll better understand yourself. Because that's really all it is. I mean, yeah, you know, you have to talk, you have to pray, and you have to talk to the angels because they're around you all the time. It's about believing, and it's about understanding. It's not about following a man. And Dr. Cherry's not asking anyone to, you know, follow in his footsteps 100%. He's just trying to give you the opportunity to understand what God has put inside of each one of us. That's all.
Yeah, but again, you're referring to cosmic consciousness here, honey. There is people out there listening to this show. Again, if they have an advanced UCI, which means they have enough critical thinking to think before they endorse anything, whether it be religion, any scientific so-called evidence, or even myself. Those have strong critical aptitudes to analyze themselves and to analyze everything around them. So these people are less prone, because they are less Neptunian, to sign up for any religious doctrine, so to speak. Okay? But at the same token, this type of people could become so logical, so practical, so down to earth, so confined and stuck into the earth element, that they will turn themselves into either advanced scientists making incredible progress for science, or atheists, people that don't believe in anything, not realizing, for example, that reincarnation is very real. Yes, reincarnation is very real. Right here, right now on earth, you see it happen. How? How, you may ask me? Well, let me tell you how. A worm in the water will transform into a beautiful butterfly that will fly straight into the sun. So there you go. From the water element, as a little larvae, now you have another production of creation in God that are transmuted or reincarnate on a higher level from water to air. Now, if you're a scientist, that should clarify logically what reincarnation is all about. Now, if it does work for a worm and an insect, we are at the top of the food chain here, aren't we? Okay? We're human. We run this world. So imagine the translation, the process, the transmutation from parallel world taking place. But again, if you're not educated in the process, if you're not willing to take the chance in exploring something else than what you have been fed for so many years, well, you're going to stay where you're at. And that is into fears, guilt, ignorance, and with your archaic beliefs that Jesus or Elvis is going to come and magically turn everything around in the near future. Hey, 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 wake up.
Yeah, wake up. I mean, you're going to kill yourself for God. God's just going to put you back whenever he's ready. You know, you're just going to go back up there and come right back because this world's existed and it's going to keep on existing. We ain't going nowhere, folks.
Well, that's again, a perception that I can assure you it's real mostly because every one of us is set to experience our lives with a very specific purpose. But again, those who do not have cosmic consciousness, they're totally lost. They have no grounding. They do not know where they come from. They do not know where they're going. They cannot understand God's sign or God's celestial language through his creation, through the stars. So these are prime target because they have no grounding. They are right there opening and ready to jump in the nasty currents, in the quicksand that is going to engulf them completely. Then the soul will be lost, and God knows how the soul and what the soul will do to free himself. It's like when you're in a jail, okay? You committed serious crime, and you're going to be in that jail through hell until your last day or until they kill you because you're in the death row. Now, what will you do to get out of such a situation? But I tell you what you do. You do what many, many other convicts have done. You are going to do everything you can to show your anger. You're going to kill everybody else around you that just lack respect or don't believe in your Jesus, if you just find Jesus or Allah, or if you just find Allah in jail. Or you're going to put a bullet in your head and head if you put your hand on any gun. In other words, you're going to commit suicide or strangle yourself or hang yourself. And this is what? The bottom line of Neptune, or the fish swimming downstream, is all about. Pisces, Neptune, the lord of deception, poisoning, illusion, rules anything to do with confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, jail, prison, hospital, anything that dwells with the tools and the toys that Neptune will use to make you forget reality. Okay? And that is mushroom. That is pot, drinking, cocaine, anything from legal to illegal medical prescriptions. Neptune arsenal to deceive you and to drag you down to the end, to the bottom, which is suicide, if not madness, okay, is the tools of Neptune. But how many people out there knows about Neptune, the lord of the seas, the symbol chosen by Christianity, the fishes representing their deceiving endeavors? The reign, the age of Pisces, started 2,000 years ago when three big kings happened to follow a star. And again, let me remind you that I don't think in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, Arabs or Jews or Christian-to-be used to ride a turbocharged camel to follow stars, which means, of course, that those three kings were astrologers. They were wise men, because this is the only way you're going to follow a star. And those three wise men, those three astrologers knew, oh my gosh, the age of Pisces is about to start. From the get-go, the only thing that is true is those wise men following the stars to the birth of Christ, which happens to be three wise astrologers knowing that the world were going to be taken for the biggest ride ever, because everything from then on is just the product of imagination. Because there is, to this date, no single proof whatsoever that Jesus walked this earth. Anything, again, that was written about Jesus took place over 500 or 600 years after he died. How can you, in the name of intelligence and common sense, believe such a junk, knowing that these people during those days never used deodorant, never shaved. They have absolutely no idea 2,000 years ago of absolutely nothing. They were indeed top of the line morons, lost morons, ready to follow anything or anybody that will tell them something that would help them to hang on to life and to believe. Then the purpose of religion is to gather people together. Okay? If you are smart, and there were smarter morons during those days, you could not find a job anywhere. There was no McDonald's 2,000 years ago. So you created your own religion. Then you gather people together. Being together means more option to hunt, to bring food to your family, and to protect the tribe from other invading tribes or wild animals. Being together was the essence of life, being a community. And you being the leader, you wanted to keep the community healthy, and you wanted these people to work for you. So you made sure that your children understood the power and the control they had over the rest of the tribe. And some other souls, smarter or stronger, exit this tribe and went somewhere else, exactly like wild animals do, and started their own tribe and their own religion. But you know, in order for you to really understand me, you have to be able to cast aside the fears that was pushed upon you. You have to be able to get away from what you have been forced to accept as reality. I repeat myself. If you happen to be born in the Middle East, there is area in the Middle East that if you pronounce the word Jesus, you would be killed. You have to understand that if you're born in Asia, forget about Hela or Buddha or Jesus. It's Buddha that becomes the leader of that religion. So use common sense and realize that you've been victimized from the beginning of all by the teachers of your teachers, which is the parents of your parents, responding to the church abusive ability to control the information and monopolize the entire world with their religious junk. But the fact of the matter is, at the end, people died. And right there, you've got to put the stop. And as the age of Pisces is moving away, and the year 2012 is approaching real fast, the new window, the new golden door of a new thinking process is taking place, with leaders such as myself preparing you to see and understand God and understand celestial tools without fears, and understand your creativity, your godly powers, your missions, and your connection with the stars. Again, because as a child of the universe, you are the essence of the stars, and that's where you came from. And that's where I'm going to lead you back.
Exactly. And you know something else, too? It's just all overdone by man. Everything you hear is just overdone by man. Okay, Jesus never had no sex, right? Jesus never watched no TV, right? Jesus never went here for fun, right? Why don't everyone in this world just stop having sex, stop watching television, stop going here, stop going to the movies? And why don't we just all stay inside of our houses every single day and bow down 100 times a day and live like nuns and priests?
Honey, this is what they do in the Middle East.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, everybody, even here in the States, who go to church, this and that, you know, it's just all the same thing. Everything to the Christians is all a sin. Well, why don't we just give up everything then, you know?
Well, let me rephrase this in a different way. I'm glad that Tirania is channeling information as I do, because that fires me up to express the tremendous damage that this type of mental poisoning has done for generations to the Middle East. Now, why do you think? First of all, I mean, any religion that treats women less than dogs. I don't care if it's Christians or Muslims. I don't care what it is, where it comes from. But any religion that mutilates a woman and at the moment of birth, you know, cut down their clitoris so they cannot feel what God made to feel so good, and that we do it often. That's why God made sex to feel good. So we do it all the time. Okay. So to have a religion of egocentric, chauvinistic male pigs in the Middle East treating women there is absolutely no right for any religion or anyone with a bit of common sense to accept and bow down to a religion that kills, stone women to death, mutilate women at birth, okay, and wants you to literally die. Why do you think they have absolutely no problem of finding mother in the Middle East? Look, they cannot, they don't know what's an internet. They cannot chat on the cell phone. Women have to walk miles behind their husband. And if they dare to go anywhere without attending him, they can be stoned to death. But wait a minute here. They have to lay down screaming Hala three times a day. So, you know, you have absolutely no idea how many people on a daily basis, and it's kept secret, of course, are committing suicide, especially young girls. Now and then, well, we will find out that a teen got killed by her uncle and her brother because she happened to receive a text message on her cell phone by God knows what. If she happened to have a cell phone, she died because of a cell phone. No, she died because of religion. The parents, the family themselves are completely, entirely poison to the core. And what is the best way to liberate themselves from such a religious oppression is actually to commit suicide. And that's why there is so many mothers, so many suicide bombers in the Middle East, because they, like we have Christian schools in the United States, they also have Muslim schools where they literally poison the very young, fragile, manipulable psyche of the child. And they teach him right away that life is not worth living. And if you live, it's to destroy America because they are the infidel. But you know what? People are watching television. People are stuck into fictional books, bestseller. They are doing the ostrich job, stick themselves, their head in the ground. They don't want to hear that. It's too nasty. It's too, nothing wrong is going to happen to America. Hey, wait a minute here. What happened 9/11? what happened here? Hey. Those people were all religious fanatics. And when I said in 1995 on Art Bell show, Art Bell, America is going to go into a religious war and President Clinton will be reelected. Well, you should see, or you should hear for that matter, what Art Bell said. So just go to YouTube and type Dr. Terry and look at my prediction of the U.S. religious war in 1995 and see the results. So many years later, I have to tell you how advanced I was and how much I knew what the age of Pisces and religion was going to bring to this great country. So again, Christianity teaches you that if you don't fear God, you're going to go to hell. No, there is absolutely no reason for you to go to hell when you already are on hell. And that is your ignorance, your fears, your insecurity, your lack of understanding and respecting God's signs. You must never ever forget that all that you read in the Bible was created by the hand of man. And many of them are telling you, wow, I was channeling Jesus or God himself. No. Because those people had a position of respect, position of power, where they could handle the fate and the tax of the peasant under their power and their greed. They knew what they had to write in order to make you sign up for a religion that will give you an option to become not only a taxpayer for the church, but also a very strong political voice. And this is why in this great country in the United States, every single president I've signed up for Christianity. But some of these top, veneered, intelligent, past presidents that now are in God's arms, you should be able to read their deepest feeling about religion. And that is pretty scary. But again, how many of you have read the statement of those ex-president of the United States and their honesty and their understanding of the virus, the cancer that religion is all about? It's easy to believe in 10 commandments than to do your homework and understand the secrets of the cosmic code, especially when the majority of people during the Dark Age were born moron and meant to be moron for the rest of their lives. The people who had the education, the knowledge, the position, and the power were not willing to give you their position, their knowledge, their power. It's all about greed. It's all about controlling the information. And it's all about producing a crowd that can elect or fire the most powerful person in any country. So the church, because of Neptune current trends and the rulership last 2,000 years, they have been able to monopolize the entire world. But the cosmic clock will never stop. The cosmic clock has a very specific timing machine, pretty much like my pool timer. And when it's time for the age of Pisces to exit the playground on the human experience, it will disappear in time and space and be a story of the past where people will scratch their heads in 50 or 100 years from now and say, oh my God, did they actually believe in it? Religious folklore, but that's my curse, that's my gift. I'm well ahead of a lot of people. And I presented you always my own perception because of my own experiences, my own education and intelligence, and most of all, my own UCI, my own stars. Yes, I'm a rebel, but I'm working. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for your freedom. Anyone listening to me, if you manage to be still listening to this show and still fume because my position with your ignorance, you ain't made much progress today, my friend. And you might need 2 or 3 more lifetimes to come to the same conclusion at the end and recognize that you have been made in the image of God and that God gave you the stars for interpretations so that you can speak His divine language, understand and heed the signs. Like a few days ago, when I said, my gosh, NASA, one more time, they sent the shuttle during a supernova window after the full moon. One more time, they did not hear God's sign. They only think that the stars are a piece of rocks moving about magically, astronomically, mathematically. They don't understand the life behind the rock, the essence behind the planet. Their UCI is set for them to be scientists, logical, rational, down to earth, practical to the extreme, where anything that their limited 5 senses cannot perceive or comprehend does not exist. And that is the drama, the unfolding drama. And then, obviously, the very next day, again to prove to the world that I know what I was talking about, many people email me and say, Dr. Turi, you nailed it again. Now, the shuttle is in trouble. Of course, NASA will never tell you anything about the real damage that has been done to the wing, to the shuttle. No way they are going to scare you. The space shuttle Atlantis, my friend, is in serious trouble, even if they don't talk about it. And a mission that could have been free of trouble had they listened to God's sign through the stars. Now, instead, they went right in a red light. They don't care. They don't give a damn. They don't understand. And now we have 7 astronauts out there on a vehicle that might not do the job to bring them back home safely. Now, this is just totally insane. The mission to fix the Hubble is only very dangerous. But all the time, they are going to tell you, oh, the Hubble is fixed. It would take much more longer time than to fix such thing like this in 5 minutes. But the rest of the time is spent fixing the mess that took place when they launched the space vehicle into orbit. So, 103 seconds after the launch, my prediction came true. My gosh. I strongly recommend you to go to my website, drturi.com, drturi.com, and from there read the newsletter titled NASA Costly Ignorance Number 2. But I would also strongly recommend you to read NASA Ignorance First newsletter. And again, because it's all dated, it's all printed, it's announced on the air, everywhere. When the prediction comes true, there'll be no surprise. How are we going to fix that serious mess? The space shuttle is due under a full moon and, worst of all, under a deadly plutonic window. You already have your answer there. And you know how precise I have been on my windows. So let's join me, please. Let's use the superconscious in time and space and pray and send good thoughts so that they'll be able to fix the problem because of their superior ignorance, fear of ridicule, or religious tendencies. My gosh. Let's hope that those seven courageous astronauts, like all those wonderful, courageous police officers, do not pay the price of their lives because of the management stupidity. Investing $19.25 on my book Moon Power could help them so drastically in planning the launching of the shuttle and its precious lives cargo. Is that too much to ask to NASA? $19 of your tax dollars so that people and families are not destroyed? I don't know, people. I have asked them many, many times before not to do so. And we've lost a lot of astronauts so far, and those are next in line. I just pray and hope that my prediction will not come true. Yes, I do. I do mean it. Because the life of a police officer or an astronaut is priceless. So join me again in your prayer and make sure that your thought process protects the space vehicle and the seventh astronaut hanging above our head right now, so close to God, not understanding the signs of the Creator Himself. These people are dealing with the stars on the physical level only, without any cosmic consciousness. They have no idea of the repercussion of not understanding the spiritual values and the hidden message of the cosmic code. And that is too much of a high price to pay for these astronauts. Well, today I have decided not to take any call. And I apologize for all of you out there. My message was much too important. And I wanted you to get it my way. Until then, one more time, remember, you are a child of the universe. And in the stars you came from, and in the stars you must go back, so that you can appreciate the new face and the tools of God as He intended us to use them since the beginning of time. May God bless all of you, and we shall see you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.